while all wondering, if not you should be, why this glorious array of God's creatures are here in St. Martin's Church this morning. There's...
Me, the hairy fighter.
And me, the scary mouse.
And me, the donkey that this is popping off here.
Yes, she, obvious as well.
And also me, the cat. Every good stable should have one, if only to catch the scary mouse.
And me, the cow.
Moo!
And the horse, of course.
Hey!
And don't forget the hens.
Yeah, don't forget the hens.
They are us. I'm here to tell you a story of long ago, an amazing story during which we all became friends and have spent many happy hours since recording that time. The story begins with me. I was sitting in the corner of the window, munching a fly, when Mary, who lived in my house, suddenly looked and saw an angel who told her she would be having a child and he was to be called Jesus, even though she was a virgin. Once over the shop, Mary asked how, and the shining angel said, through the power of the Holy Spirit, she accepted this and praised God. It was later on that she started to panic, as she had to tell her fiancé all about it, especially as the child wasn't going to be his. What a mess. I wonder how it will end out.
Oh, I love this carpenter's house. There's so many places to hide and scamper around. And Josie doesn't seem to mind me being here. Great voices! I'm gonna hide! Oh no! This fiancé's gonna have a baby and it's not his! He's not happy, even though Mary says he'll be God's son! Oh, what will he do now?
I guess this... Your guess is as good as mine, Rousey.
Oh, where did you come from?
I hitched the lift in Mary's hair.
Nothing exciting happened like a bus stop, because that night Joseph had a dream telling him that what Mary said was true and it was going to be all right.
Oh, but I'm not so sure. I'm just going to have to follow him around to see what happens.
Several months later, Joseph went to see Mary to say they had to go to Bethlehem because the Roman ruler insisted that there was a head count to get the taxes right. They talked about how they were going to get there and what to take.
Hi, Spider! Are you still there? Because what are you going to do while they're away? Because there won't be any food and definitely no fun!
Silly, Ralphie!
Hang on, I've not finished!
long before I can have a rest. What's that tickling my ears?
It says my dad. I'm Scary Mouse. And this is an Ick Jenny. I am here with you. I wasn't, and that night I learned all about Mary going to be the my little good son.
Run after them, arriving at the stage.
stable, we saw that it was true.
So that's our story.
What about us? We brought those so-called wise men who couldn't trust a star without checking it out with the local king. They brought the baby King Jesus gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Okay, we'll let you be part of it, even though you came later. As we were all saying, this is our story, and it all happened a long time ago. And we would love you to join in the wonder and surprise that we had that first Christmas.
Of course, it won't be quite the same for each of you. So please use your imagination and close your eyes, no peeping, as we transport you to that first Christmas. When you hear the angel, open your eyes and see a version of what amazed us years ago.
Please shut your eyes. Absolutely no peeping whatsoever. While we get ourselves sorted, because we're going to transport you back in time, back somewhere. But it's not working. So keep your eyes. So if a choir would like to. I can see people looking. I knew we couldn't trust you. As soon as you hear the angelic singing, then you may open your eyes. Playing with games, just having fun, or even having arguments. may we just know afresh the joy and the wonder in our lives of that first Christmas. Amen.
Amen.